Senate Bill 28 was heard in the Senate Resources Committee. It and a companion bill in the House would grant 14,666 acres of state land to the borough government. As part of the process of borough formation, Petersburg is entitled to 1,439 acres under state law, but is asking for more. Resources Committee member and Anchorage Republican Senator Kevin Meyer wondered about justifying such a land grant.
I'm not so concerned about the number of acres, but the value of acres, because like you said, we're in tough times in Petersburg, but we are as a state as well. So for me to go back to my hometown of Anchorage and say, well, we just gave $68 million worth of land to the Petersburg borough, you know, we have to justify that in these times of when we're $2.8 billion in the hole.
The state's Department of Natural Resources values the full 14,666 acres that Petersburg is seeking at $5,375 an acre, or a total of more than $78 million. Taking out the entitlement that the borough already is allowed under state law, the additional land Petersburg wants is valued at more than $68 million. Under the bill, Petersburg would be granted 95% of the available state land in the borough that hasn't been designated to another use. Marty Parsons, the deputy director of the state's Division of Mining, Land and Water, said the lands sought by Petersburg are a mix of parcels close to Petersburg and further out in the borough.
There are settlement lands or lands that the state would have developed material sites on for road construction. It has some timber value to the land, so there is some muskeg involved, but it's quite a varied variety of lands. But there are some areas that have relatively high value residential subdivisions.
Petersburg officials say the increased acreage would be more on par with legislative land grants for other municipalities. 15 of the other 18 boroughs in Alaska have received land grants through the legislative process. Haines and Wrangell were the most recent in 2010. Petersburg's Community and Economic Development Director Liz Cabrera told the committee that the land could help diversify Petersburg's economy.
You know, there's some remote property. It may be suitable for development for tourism opportunity. There's also some property that could be available for resource development, specifically sand and gravel.
Other land could be sold for residential homes, increasing the property tax base for the borough. The bill's sponsor, Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman, who grew up in Petersburg, also told the committee that some of the lands had a history of use already. He pointed to Whitney Island near the mainland north of Petersburg.
Whitney Island?
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a post office. There used to be families living there 100 years ago, or even less than 100 years. And now it's all just grown over. And so some of this land, you know, has been used before. In fact, there's remnants of the old Fox Farm Railroad. That little funky railroad that went around the island to feed the minks. And when you go in there and anchor up. So it's very, very suitable land for anchorage, for boats, and potential development.
Petersburg officials are hopeful the bill could pass this session. The transfer of lands then could take years after that. So far, there's been little opposition from legislators. The city and borough of Juneau, which sued over the northern boundary of Petersburg's new borough, has supported the legislation to transfer the additional state land to Petersburg. After moving out of the Senate committee, the vote on the floor was 20 in favor of the bill in the Senate. It next moves on to the House for consideration. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.